It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm excited about this week's show. I'm going to start off with an issue many people have. If you're above 40, even above 30, you have this issue. I don't care who you are. And it's not heart disease, not arthritis. It is belly fat. And if you have belly fat issues, it's very difficult because ultimately you can lose weight elsewhere, but that belly hangs in there. So there's loads of advice out there regarding how to lose weight quickly. Some good, some bad, right? I'm going to give you some good advice in the near future, right? After this particular topic I'm getting into. But when you look for your primary reason for wanting to learn how to lose belly fat, you know, most people are thinking vanity, and I get it. I meet on this all the time, my staff. I say most people want to lose weight due to vanity. We teach people how to lose weight quickly and healthy, how to get your body healthy, get your metabolism working. But there's much more important reasons to lose weight. So if you have visceral fat issues, that type of deep fat that tends to accumulate near your belly, surrounding your vital organs, it raises the risk for certain conditions. So that's a big deal, right? So if you have this belly fat, it isn't even just the fact it doesn't look good, that it's around your midsection, it raises your risk for serious conditions, heart disease, diabetes, and other issues, even more pain. You have more pain when you have belly fat. So excess weight's a major risk factor for chronic diseases, right? But just losing 10 to 20 pounds, not that much, can make a big difference in your health and your overall longevity. But there's one problem with belly fat. So, you know, you may have experienced periods in the past where you watched the numbers and the scale fall, but you didn't see a corresponding fat loss in your belly. So many people have this issue, and it's one of the biggest obstacles for trimming down, right? It could be real challenging if you're above the age of 40, which unfortunately I am, but every year I try to be younger. So we can all do that together. We can team up and try to get younger. Every decade I turn older, I try to be healthier than I was a decade prior. So when I turned 50, right, now I'm disclosing my elderly age, when I turn 50, I want to be healthier than when I turn 40. I mean, you could do it because the information's so good. And I'm researching, studying all the time on longevity, health, and a lot of it can really turn back to time that much. Last time I had my metabolic age checked, I believe I was 22. So that was how old I was according to the metabolic age test. Now, sometimes I don't feel 22, sometimes I do, so it's all right. But the World Health Organization estimates that 40% of the world's population is overweight. So obesity, being overweight, can contribute to health problems, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, metabolic syndrome, certain types of cancer, sleep apnea, osteoarthritis, gallbladder disease, fatty liver disease, even pregnancy complications. So obesity is said to be a complex pathological process, and it can involve environmental, genetic, and emotional factors. And several hormones that you don't hear about much are really involved in the accumulation of belly fat in particular, including insulin, ghrelin, leptin, and cortisol. And these impact how hungry or satisfied we feel before and after and between eating. So eating chemically altered foods, right? Those foods, mostly in boxes, in bags, they're going to increase your risk of yo-yo dieting, crash dieting. Genetic factors related to processing those foods can all interfere with how your body deals with it. But chemically altered foods, they increase your appetite, so they interfere with your appetite regulation. And visceral belly fat's especially dangerous because it's called organ fat or intra-abdominal fat. And this stubborn fat lies in close proximity to vital organs, including kidney, liver, digestive organs, and it could be a real genuine health concern. So fat is actually similar to an organ in that it releases compounds in the blood. So it's real important, right? It alters your hormone levels. If you have fat in your body, we view it as a benign thing. It's just there. It's a place where extra calories are stored, but it acts like an organ. It releases compounds and hormones. So when fat's stored close to vital organs, it's easier for it to get into the bloodstream, and it can contribute to cardiometabolic problems such as clogged arteries and hypertension. Studies even show that visceral fat can trigger inflammatory responses that make you more susceptible to severe illness, including infections and viruses. So I think we can all agree after that little introduction, we got to get the belly fat off. When you're younger, you know, you have fat more evenly stored all over your body. So if you have extra weight on you, it's more evenly stored. When you become a harder loser, and these are the people that we particularly deal with, we don't deal with people who just want to lose weight. People that have trouble losing weight, we specialize in trying to get them leaner without the use of some of the dangerous medications. And by the way, I just heard those Ozempic and Wegovy, they're having many lawsuits come out now because of how much they're impacting people's health negatively. So you got to be real careful, but the goal is to get someone healthy. And if your body and your metabolism works better, your body wants to be leaner. So it's pretty simple. If your metabolism works better, your body wants to be leaner. So I want to get into some of the causes of belly fat, and it's all going to make sense. It's all modern industrial living. And the first one's processed foods. So we're eating so much processed and ultra processed foods, and then, you know, less of the food, plant foods and, you know, and fruits that we used to eat. It creates many issues. And in JAMA, General American Medical Association, they found that ultra-processed foods now account for two-thirds of calories on average. So two-thirds, 67% of calories on average of American children and teens. So it's really, really important to try to get our metabolisms right out the gate. I tell people to live like they would have 200 years ago. So I love the lifestyle 200 years ago with modern medicine for crisis care. So that's a great way to live, because if we can understand things like hygiene and stuff that killed us in the past, hygiene and lack of crisis care, we'd be incredibly healthy. People who avoided major health conditions in the 1700s, 1800s lived long. They lived long, happy lives, clear mental health. And ultimately, it's changed so much now. It's almost expected if you get above the age of 80, you have some health, mental health issues. So next thing is higher stress levels. So today, the average person faces increased stress levels as we have busier lifestyles. But it's really wild. It equates to less time for healthy habits. So you don't sleep as well. You don't exercise as much. You eat more often while you're distracted and for more and with more comfort and emotional eating as well. So increased studies also show that elevated stress and cortisol levels can increase abdominal fat. So that's the thing. When you have more stress, you increase abdominal fat. So we have to decrease the cortisol levels. And there's things called hormone adaptogens like rhodiola and ashwagandha that work very well at decreasing cortisol levels due to stress. But we have to have a better way, you know, praying, meditation of dropping down that stress just to begin with. There's more difficulty affording the right food, right? They've made unhealthy food more affordable. They subsidize unhealthy food. Corn and soy are the most subsidized crops in the world, and they you don't eat corn or wheat as it is. You generally have it processed, so you don't have fresh wheat. It's in a box or a bag. Corn's the same way. Corn's in everything. Everything from corn sweetener to feed for animals to corn making up products. You know, it could be very, very difficult to eat really healthy. Genetics can impact your midsection weight distribution. However, we found through the study of epigenetics, the more your genes are, they can become impacted eating poor toxic food. So if you eat poor toxic food, you have more toxicity around you. It can alter your genetics, which will help you have a poor genetic response, and then you can have more fat around your midsection. And then, of course, we have some trouble. You know, we're more sedentary. You know, the social networking and all that stuff. We have to be more aware. But the people we're helping them lose weight, and we're sharing mindset stuff for them as well. Because if you're someone who's a hard loser, and generally isn't just simply that you have trouble in what you eat. You typically are stressed. You have more mindset issues about food. There's so many people who have family mindset issues. So I question whether it's genetics are the main issue, or if they have issues they learned through their family. I heard someone say, you know, they don't have glandular issues. The only gland they have an issue with is salivary gland because they're eating too much. But families do that. And sometimes, and you may have experiences, families show love through food. I have so many people come to my office, they say, you know, I go to my grandmother's and if I don't eat, she's offended. I have to eat everything she puts out. And families show love through food. Now for grandma, that's okay because the food was much healthier and likely she's not overweight and everything's good. But when you're younger, you have more health issues. And it's hard for someone who's older to understand it because they didn't live through it. But if you're born anytime after like probably 1980, you know, then in 1989, 1990, there was some change in how our food was grown that really disturbed how much quality nutrients were in the food. So the food ultimately has less nutrition in it. And now we're eating that food, even if we're trying to eat healthy, right? Even if we're eating fruits and vegetables that are non-organic for the most part, you know, you're going to be eating food that has low quality nutrients in it. And I'm going to tell you why that matters. So if you have low quality nutrients that you're eating, then you're going to be getting less overall micronutrition, less vitamins and minerals from that food. And to be honest with you, your body doesn't care. Our bodies are very, very smart. You know, they do things beyond anything science even can understand at this point in time. So when you're not getting enough nutrients, your body says, eat more food. And quite honestly, you'll crave healthy food, but it really doesn't matter because there's so much chemicals in the stuff that's boxed, you know, and you're going to eat that food and your body's going to crave it more. And then, you know, your body's going to say, okay, eat more of it, eat more of it. You got to get the nutrients. And a lot of the nutrients in boxed foods aren't the nutrients that were in the food to begin with. They've been added. It's been enriched, or, you know, it's been, they add these nutrients to the food to try to help it. They try to recreate how the food should have been. And all these chemical nutrients are no good for us. So if you ate a piece of fruit, like an apple, an organic apple, the way it was meant to be grown, you're going to get all the nutrients that are in the apple, plus all the enzymes, fiber, and everything else that's in that apple is going to help you to break down the nutrients that come with the apple. So it's real important. I call it supplement simplicity. So if you're eating something, let's say if you're taking vitamin C in the morning, it really should be taken with the thing that it came with in the first place. So an orange, right? Not orange juice. Orange juice is essentially sugar water because it's pasteurized and it doesn't have all the enzymes in it. So it's essentially sugar water. So if you have an orange, it has all the enzymes in it. It'll help you process the vitamin C that you're eating much more efficiently. And it's all about absorption, right? It's not about what you take. It's how much you absorb. And the same thing goes for anything. You know, any nutrient, if you're vitamin D, if you're eating eggs with it, you get high quality fats, helps you absorb the vitamin D better. And every nutrient has its specific food that helps you absorb it better. Now, it's real hard to map that out, but if you're eating healthy, you know, if you have berries, I snack on berries all day, mostly blueberries. They're very nutrient dense, and most of the water soluble nutrients will absorb well with blueberries. Now, anything that's fat soluble, like vitamin D, vitamin K, vitamin E, you know, you need fat food, and you should eat very healthy fat food. So avocados, eggs, grass-fed, grass-finished meats, you know, wild-caught fish, wild-caught game are all very healthy form of fats that'll help you absorb those nutrients better. So vitamin absorption is so important. And so the people that I deal with, we have to retrain how you understand food, because you might have been born and your parents may have fed you bad formula. And they may have said, okay, just, you know, have these cookies, these crackers. Look, little Mikey likes these. We should give more. He likes them. My grandmother did that. I was at a birthday party and my kids were there. And it was a horrible cake. And I was a bad parent by not letting them have cake. We brought something else. And she said, let them have cake. They like it. You know, they should have cake because they like it. I said, you know, they like anything that has sugar and chemicals in it. They're kids. If you give them a choice between chocolate chip cookie or you know, raw oats, they're going to go with chocolate chip cookie every day of the week. So they love that sort of food that has all the sugar in it. My grandmother didn't get it. So I had to drop the topic, give them a little bit of cake and make her happy. But our nature is to get as many calories. This is how our body, our mind works. Think about this. As many calories as you can get in and move the least amount of possible. It's a survival mechanism. So the more rich in fat and bad sugars and all this stuff food is, the more you're going to crave it. And not only that, but there's chemicals in food like MSG being one of them that makes your brain crave more of it. So if you drink diet soda, the studies show if you drink diet soda with artificial sweeteners in it, your body wants more food that's bad for you, right? It's great. That's why people drink diet soda don't lose weight, you know, that well, because they eat more food drinking the diet soda. So there's so many complicated things, but ultimately, go back 200 years, fruit was dessert, right? That's a cool concept. And our taste buds, they weren't so beaten up. You can taste that stuff. So I have patients coming in with our weight loss systems and they tell us, I can taste water. And once they tell us they can taste water, then I know their metabolism's working very good. So, and then they start eating an apple and it's very sweet. And over time, a couple months of doing our protocols, they go back and they have some sort of dessert, cookie or cake or pie. And they say, my gosh, it was so sweet. I'd even want it. And that's the thing. Your taste buds adapt to whatever you do. And if you're feeding them, it's like if you listen to loud music all day and then you listen to something that's very soft, you're not going to really hear it. You need loud music. So if you're getting all these chemicals all day hitting your taste buds, your body's saying, I need more big bang flavor-filled foods in order to enjoy it. But when you bring it back to a simple place, simple foods have incredible taste and help you to respond so much better. So, you know, if you're someone who's sitting there saying, listen, I've done everything. I've tried everything trying to lose weight and I can't do it. You know, some people, and I'm not talking to you right now if you eat garbage. Okay. Listen, I love you anyway. I love all of you, regardless if you eat garbage. But if you eat garbage, I'm not talking to you. And our program is not designed for you. It's designed for people that we call hard losers, that you can diet and eat next to nothing and you still keep your weight or put on more weight. Your body's in a starvation mode where it's just your metabolism's so slow that it holds on to everything and it burns very few calories. So we have to fix that. And we have to go through a period of time of fixing that before you can get back to normal food. And then we teach you through coaching and other information how to eat normal food properly, and then you'd be healthy and you lose weight. I shared last week in the show, I did my protocol and I didn't have that much weight to lose, but in the first 40 days, I lost 30 pounds and it blew my mind because everybody tries to lose a little bit of weight going to the beach and whatnot. But I tried to lose weight in the past and I lose 10 pounds, 5 pounds, no problem, but I can never get past that. I lost 30 pounds in 40 days following my protocols. And was really wild. I went from someone who was an average looking guy, you know, I wasn't in bad shape, I was in decent shape, to someone who had a 6-pack abs. You know, I was thinner, leaner, I felt so much better mentally. That's the cool thing. When your body's running well and your metabolism is working well and you're healthier, your mental health is so much better. You don't have any down days. You're much sharper. You go to work, you're much sharper. Your verbal recall is so much better. And I just love it. So if you want to figure out how to do that, right? If you want to do the same protocol I did, even more advanced now because it was a few years ago, give us a call. So for the first 5 people every week, if you give us a call, we'll do that. Our initial process, which is very involved, we find out exactly where you're deficient in nutrients, find out what foods you have problems with, figure out exactly what plans you should be on to drop weight quickly and healthy and effectively. And we do that. Normally, it's $150 that first visit. It's about an hour, hour and a half long. When we do specials, when we do dinners and specials, we do it for $49. And that's our special rate. So occasionally we do $49. But like I said last week, every week, I want to give away 5 of those appointments for the people listening to my show. You know, you're up early. I get it, right? You're up early. You're listening to the show. You're committed in a sense, right? You could be doing, I guarantee somebody's listening right now who's waiting to go into the store, waiting to go back into their house, maybe running into the house to listen to the show there. And I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. So for you guys who want to try to lose weight, the first 5 visits we do for free. So if you want to come in and you want to take one of those visits to come in and have the whole process done, meet with our coaches, do our unique resonant frequency testing, which is very, very cool. Just give us a call. Give us a call and we have the timestamp. So we'll notice what time you called and we'll notice the first 5 people called and say, I listen to the radio show and I want to come in. I want to be checked out to see if I can lose weight. If I can lose weight, if you're a hard loser and it's been very difficult, we kill it. You know, people have hard loser problems. We develop systems to make you lose weight quickly, healthy, and effectively. So if you want to be one of those people, give us a call. It's 845-897-LOSS. So 845-897-5677 and say, I want to come in. I'm listening to the radio show. I really like to have help to lose weight, and we'll set up a time, have you come in and really, really show you a process. For most people, it blows their mind. We have many doctors that do this process. Many celebrities, I can tell you that right now, down in the Westchester area, we have many people you would know, and it blows my mind that you could be hyper successful and not know how to eat right and lose weight, but we show them how to do it. So if you want to be one of those people, it's 845-897-5677. Give us a call. And we'll schedule a time. We'll see when you called. We'll call you Monday morning and we'll notice when you, with a timestamp, when you left the message, we'll get back in touch with you and we'll get you in and we'll get you leaner, healthier, and happier. All right, so I'm going to talk to you now. If this is you, right, who has these issues, then you're going to know that I'm going to talk about how to get rid of them effectively, right? And the key is so many people have pain and issues and they go and they take medication. And so they take medication and figure that's the answer, but it can't be the answer because it's like taking a piece of tape, put it on your check engine light when your car's failing and saying, I'm fine because I can't see the signal anymore. But if you deal with back pain, headaches, bowel irregularity, so digestive issues, mental clarity issues, ear infections, stiff neck, arthritis and joint pain, that's about everybody right there, scoliosis, asthma, blood pressure issues, pregnancy, organ malfunction, and also trying to prevent surgeries, one of the best things that people don't really ever look into, and we've been trained not to look into it specifically, is getting adjusted chiropractically. And it's a completely drug-free path to improving your body naturally. And so if you have those issues, you really should get an x-ray by a qualified chiropractor to see how you can be helped. Because chiropractic really, despite, you know, whatever you've heard, is really at the apex of getting your body to heal and function better. But there's a lot of misconceptions about the chiropractic field, right? So, and how it works. So I want to get into what it really is. So according to the World Federation of Chiropractic, the meaning of chiropractic is a health profession concerned with the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of mechanical orders, musculoskeletal system orders, and effects of those disorders on the nervous system and general health. So it really helps your body work better. And I'm going to tell you how it does it. So it's very important to understand this. If you're walking around and you're in pain right now, and if your body, imagine your body should be in a perfect posture. Imagine taking a little loop, screwed into the top of your head and pulling on that loop with a rope and lifting your head straight up. So you're in a good posture. Now on x-ray, you might not be good, but you're essentially, you have your ears over your shoulders. That's really good. Shoulders over your hips, hips over your knees, knees over your ankles. So that's a good sideways view of your body. From the front, it should be straight. So your nose should be over your sternum, over the midpoint of your pelvis, in between your legs equally. If you're in that posture, you're generally probably decent, but your x-rays could show different. Now, I'm going to share with you. Now, listen. I'm going to give you the important part of the message. If you have your head in front of your body, they call it Tech's neck. That's one of the postural issues you can have. Gravity pushes straight down on us. So, and it doesn't care who you are, doesn't care black, white, Chinese, women, men, anything about you. It really doesn't care. It's pushing straight down at the same exact speed and force all the time. And ultimately, it's trying to shove you to the ground. So if your head's forward, it's pushing your head towards the ground. So for every inch your head is in front of your body, it doubles the weight of your head. For every inch your body's leaning to the side, it doubles the weight of your body leaning to the side physiologically. And as gravity pushes on you, it keeps wanting to shove you further in that direction until the joints become damaged and they start degenerating and breaking down, moving towards arthritis. So in the lower part of your neck, if your head's forward, the lower part of your neck, a lot of times those joints start breaking down, trying to hold your head from falling forward because, you know, we're looking at phones, computers all the time. And those joints want to stabilize, so they lock down and they become arthritic. The disc gets thin. They may call it a bulging disc over time, maybe even a herniated disc, but it becomes arthritic. And when it's in that position, structurally, it starts to hurt. So you start to have pain in your shoulders, you know, that stress pain. You say, rub my shoulders because I've been working all day. Now this stress, well, the stress is really because your head's been forward and those muscles aren't meant to hold your head in that forward position. So it becomes fatigued, the muscles hurt and your joints break down and it hurts you, you know, arthritically. But bigger than that, any area where you have a distortion, a postural distortion, it irritates the nerves and spinal cord. And I asked the patient yesterday, and I thought it was a really cool question. I said, tell me what in your body is not controlled by your brain and spinal cord. And they thought about it. And I said, nothing. Everything's controlled by your brain and spinal cord. 100% dead right. So when Christopher Reeves fell off his horse and broke his neck, he lost 80% of the communication between his brain and his body shut down. He didn't damage his heart falling, damage his lungs falling, his digestive tract falling, yet he had surgery on all those organ systems trying to help it continue working decently because they broke down due to the loss of connection between brain, spinal cord to those organs. So when your posture gets distorted, it's so important to look at an x-ray. Now people, they go to the dentist and the dentist, you know, they say, my tooth hurts. And the dentist says, have you been brushing your teeth? And you say, no, I never brushed my teeth in my life. No, you guys are saying that's crazy. No one ever does that. But we've learned to brush our teeth, to prevent dental decay. It's smart. We're doing it. Yet most people have no idea what their spine looks like until it hurts them, until they have symptoms. And then maybe, if they're very, very wise, they'll go to the chiropractor, take an x-ray and see what's going on. So if you go to a chiropractor, you really should get someone who's taking adequate x-rays. We do posturally correct x-rays. We need to see exactly what's going on positionally in space with your spine and your posture. And then we can look at x-rays very clearly. It's real cool. So we'll see a lot of issues, and people have digestive issues, and we'll see major lateral deviations. Your cord's curving, rotated down there, putting pressure on the nerves, creating digestive issues, right? We have people with high blood pressure, and they have massive pressure at the top of their brainstem, right at the base of their skull. And research shows it creates blood pressure issues. As a matter of fact, they show at University Hypertension Center in Chicago, it shows that you have more high blood pressure issues from that area up there than anything medication can help you with. It works better than the top two medications if you remove the pressure at C1, the first bone called your atlas bone. So there's so many incredible benefits, not just pain. It's not just a worker who hurt their back. It really makes a huge difference to your health. Matter of fact, I feel it's the number one thing as far as being healthy. The function of your body is number one, and your spinal cord and brain control the function of your body. Number two is nutrition. Number three is toxicity. Number four is exercise. Number five is sleep and great mental attitude, all that stuff. But so important to have your nervous system checked and get it corrected. So if you have something going on, get it corrected. And then make sure you're going to a chiropractor who does re-x-rays. Take an x-ray to see what's going on. Take re-x-rays to measure your progress. Holds that person accountable. Holds you accountable for taking action over your health. So if you want to come in and get checked out, I'd love to do that. We open up 5 appointment times as well to get your spine and nervous system checked, because I feel it's even more important than losing weight. Yeah, losing weight's important, but if you want to get your spine and nervous system checked, you want to do it for free, come in for the first 5 people, call. I'll be more than happy to meet with you, go over your history, go over everything going on with you, figure out exactly where we need to check you out and take x-rays, and then we'll set up a time to go over those x-rays together and figure out a course of care to make you as healthy as you possibly can be. So give us a call at 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. Or you can go to drashburn.com, drashburn.com, and all of our information is right there as well. So give us a call. Love to meet with you. Love to check you out and love to try to help you get healthier. As always, love you guys. Thanks for listening to the show. I'll be back at you next week with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.